Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Don Finkel, who is the owner of a new hardwood flooring company in Only, Tennessee, called American OEM. Don, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Kemp. How are you?
I'm great. It's good to talk to you. You called me a couple weeks ago to tell me that you were coming to the NWFA show to roll out your new company. I want to make sure everybody hears about this. You've started a company that's tied in with a prison in an area of Tennessee that I guess is halfway between Nashville and Jackson, Tennessee, right?
That's correct.
It's called American OEM, right?
Right. It's Cumberland Products Group doing business as American OEM. So the market will know us as American OEM.
All right. So you've been quiet. Let's go through your history just a little bit. You kind of married into the Anderson business. Your father-in-law was the owner of the business. After several years, you became the guy running the business, and you drove that whole process of technology and innovation that Anderson is so well known for. You became almost the spokesperson for the wood business. Then Shaw bought Anderson. You helped Shaw in some of their endeavors to grow both their branded and unbranded hardwood business. And then you left about 14 months ago, and you've been quiet for a while, haven't you?
I have been. I retired the end of February of last year. Did a lot of travel. I traveled to 6 continents, 6 out of the 7. Some of that, most of that, was exploring things and, you know, stuff that I had on my list that I'd always wanted to do and couldn't get to because of working. Some of it was work-related while I was still at Shaw. Went to Europe and China. Yeah, did a lot of soul-searching and decided that, you know, what I really like to do is I like business. I see an opportunity to make engineered hardwood floors, which is what's going to be our focus. We're not really going to concentrate on solid. You know, I started working in the prisons back in 1996 when I was at Anderson, South Carolina, and have had good experience. Of course, you've seen a lot of business go to China. What China makes and sells in the U.S. of engineered floors is equal or a little greater than what is made in the U.S.
Yeah.
But I do feel that tide is changing, and, you know, China is starting to have raw material issues, and their costs are going up. Of course, you have some issues around legality. You know, you've seen the Lacey Act, we know, which I was a supporter of. Mm-hmm. And I think over time, I think you're going to see it come back. It's just a question, you know, how long all that take. You know, China's certainly going to have a place in our market. But I see an opportunity for a company who just concentrates on trying to make a good product at a good price. I think they can find a way into the market because so much has been private labeled from China. There's very little recognition of Chinese brands. So it's floor covering distributors primarily. You also have manufacturers that buy, and you have also retail groups that buy from China and put it under their own brand. So that's the model for American OEM. It's just it's an American alternative to, you know, engineered wood flooring imported as an OEM.
Yeah. All right. So let me jump in on a couple of these things. First, obviously, you've been quiet. And I know Shaw Industries well enough to know you probably had a non-compete, and so I'm thinking that's run out, right?
It did. It ran out March 1st.
Okay. And, you know, like you said, this whole prison thing, I mean, you know, when you look at the type of character marks and finish work that's very popular in the United States, one way of getting that done is labor intensive. And as you mentioned earlier, I think way back in 96, you were the first guy in the South Carolina prison system to develop a hardwood finish manipulation process that used prison labor. And that's what you're going to do in West Tennessee, right?
Right. I mean, in the first 5 years, we were just trying to make inside the prison what we were making in the civilian world and trying to do it as well. Then in 2001, Virginia Hardwood in California came to us with the idea of pre-finishing a hand scrape floor.
Right.
And so I realized at that point that we had virtually unlimited labor to be able to do that because it's a very labor-intensive process. And so we started doing that in the prison, and it just really became a home run. So this will be my 8th prison facility to start up as some kind of plant doing things to hardwood floors. So if you're trying to compete with the Chinese price, I think that it gives you an opportunity to do 2 things, even though you have to pay inmates the same thing that civilians in the local market are making doing the same kind of work. You have a more stable workforce. They enjoy doing labor-intensive things. You know, it's the only paying job in prison. You get a pretty good employee, and they're motivated, and they stay with it. What we see in the way we're designing this plant, cost is the primary issue we have some efficient equipment, we have efficient labor, and we think we'll have a good price. The real opportunity I see, though, is to try to move the value add on the products and the, say, the artistic and the design side, where you might be, you know, hand scraping or doing some kind of other manipulation to the finish to just give you something that is difficult to do in an automated environment.
Well, let me key in on two key things I think are real important here. Obviously, you're not going to be building a brand. It's called American OEM for a reason. It's all private label. That's kind of an aside. But the two points to key in on, this is all going to be American made.
Right.
You know, you've got the benefit of that. And there's also somewhat of a social or humanitarian aspect to this, because there's been studies done that I've talked to you about. Now, it's been several years. It's a little foggy in my memory, but these prison laborers that you put to work, there's good statistics out there that say that when they've served their time, you've kind of given them a new lease on life, haven't you?
Well, that's true. The statistic that you're talking about is the recidivism rate. Uh-huh. For the average inmate leaving prison anywhere in the United States, over a 50% chance that inmate will come back to prison sometime in his lifetime. For people that have worked in this kind of program with a private industry, the recidivism rate is less than 7%. So it dramatically changes that person's life. They learn to work, for one thing. The state makes them save a portion of their money, so when they get out, they've got some savings to readjust to society. They send money home to their families, keeps the family engaged, so that when they get out, they have a welcome home party, as opposed to, you know, showing up and people not knowing who they are anymore. So their odds of going back to prison are just much, much less than the average person getting out who gets $100 and dropped off at the bus station at 2:00 in the morning.
And the other just real quick point I'd like to make is that the people who are buying this private label product, I mean, they're going to buy a private label anyway. And so basically, you're not competing necessarily with the branded products here in the U.S. What you're really competing with is the stuff that's coming out of China. So like you say, your targets for this are those large distributors that want their own brand anyway, and some of these retail chains, right?
Right, exactly. And potentially, you know, some large manufacturers might have some things that they would like to do that they just don't have, you know, the labor force.
All right, one last question. I know it's difficult to make product this way and ship it into Canada, so I guess that's going to limit you, right?
Yeah, we're not focused on Canada.
Yeah.
Because of that issue.
You know, just interesting aside, I went to Shanghai this year, and I was in the hotel, and I was talking to a guy who buys private label goods, engineered floors, and I asked him, I said, well, how do you get around this whole ITC anti-dumping thing? And he was telling me that they have figured out a way to piggyback on those companies that were not determined to be dumping. And so they've already figured out the loopholes on doing the paperwork superficially to go through those plants that were not determined to be dumping.
Well, that's not a loophole. That's actually illegal.
Yeah.
So they run the risk of being discovered. Two ways that they do it. One is to claim that it's manufactured by a company that doesn't have a duty,
yeah,
which is what you're describing.
Right.
The other is they claim that it actually originated somewhere else besides China. Either of those, if they get caught, it doubles the duty, and they also have some potential for criminal prosecution.
Interesting. All right. Well, so you're debuting this week in Nashville at the NWFA show. I'll see you there. Look forward to it. Again, been talking to Don Finkel, who's the owner of American OEM, a brand new private label hardwood company based in West Tennessee. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.